Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for October the 1st. In the year of our Lord, 2015, this is indeed hour one of two, and our goal remains true to the cause. It always remains the same. That is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We believe the checks and balances put in place by the founders, brilliant in the solution to the problems we face. I'm telling you right now, folks, we got a lot of hard work ahead of us to restore the Republic. That's for sure. What else is going on for you folks, huh? You involved in the solutions or not? You're going to make a difference for America? Or is it all talk for you, huh? A lot of people say we're all talk because, well, they want us to do radical things to try to fix America, and we think that'll actually set us back quite a bit. We're willing to do the hard things, ladies and gentlemen. The question is, sometimes, you know, it's easy to die for Christ a lot of times, as long as you've got the guts. It's harder to live for Christ. And I say that kind of relating to the Republic as well. It's easy to say, I'm going to just go out in a blaze of glory, defend an America. What about living for America? What about saying, you know what? We've got a row to hoe. Most Americans are immoral now, it seems. We're sliding away from our Christian foundation. But we're going to do our very best to bring it back. We're going to do our very best to not revolt, but to restore. We're going to do our very best to have patience and kindness and love unfeigned and patience and just working on it one bit. That's hard to do, isn't it? And it's so hard, but that is the answer, folks. We can preserve the freest country on the face of the earth till the Savior Jesus Christ himself comes. That's our goal. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast brought to you in part by your scientifically backed vigor test. What does that mean? Well, a vigor test is kind of like an energy level test, huh? You take the test, you get a score, you then with Natural Health and Healing Solutions, work on it for a month or two or three or whatever, you start feeling better, you think everyone around you is dealing with life a little better, and then you take the test again and watch your score improve, huh? All right, get a hold of Kurt to learn more and take the free scientifically backed test today. That's 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. And also brought to you in part by The Power Mall. The new business with the good guys today. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you, thepowermall.com. Incredible products. Some of my favorites are their toothpastes. Some of my favorites are their Gary Null products, red stuff, green stuff, muscle stuff, and more. Get a hold of thepowermall.com and do business with the good guys today. All right, we talked about yesterday was National Coffee Day. Where to get your caffeine fix. Just imagine, we don't have George Washington Day anymore, the greatest general on the face of the earth. The guy who decided power was not important, but standing up for the principles that founded our nation was much more important. We don't celebrate him, no, or his day. We don't celebrate Constitution Day, but man, we got National Coffee Day going on. Wow. See how far we've fallen, folks? Trump on O'Reilly, I'm back. Almost sounds creepy, doesn't it? Anyway, Trump was on O'Reilly. I guess he couldn't handle not being on Fox. Just proves that even Trump understands he who owns the media makes the rules, huh? Trump says that he's been kind of, a little bit childish. He raises possibility of dropping out the mainstream press manipulates. He didn't say that. He just said, if I started to falter in the polls and started to go down like some of the others are doing, I might think about bowing out. But he didn't hint that he'd bow out, and that's where the mainstream press, again, manipulates the truth as they always do. Trump's tumble from top continues. That's the headline from USA Today. What is he talking about? What are they talking about? Trump tumbling from the top and it continues. Trump isn't tumbling from anywhere. He still tops every poll, folks, except for the Value Voters poll so far. Now, I'm not a favorite fan of Trump, as you guys well know. I think Kurt likes Trump quite a bit better than I do. Nevertheless, look, Trump is not toppling. He's not having a tumble. I mean, they act like it's Humpty Dumpty. Had a great fall. They're crazy. Donald prays with religious leaders in the Trump Tower. I support anybody praying anytime, anywhere. I just pray it's genuine. But you know what? Good for Trump. The South Dakota tribe there, I guess they're opening what they're calling the first marijuana resort. So I don't know if you just go there and eat and get stoned or what you do there. But anyway, marijuana resort coming up. Wow. Woman freed from locked shed after year of torture. Man pleads no contest to making the woman sign a slave contract. Now, doesn't that sound like a copycat reality of 50 Shades of Grey? What a tragic situation, folks. I guess they're all at war now. Rand Paul declare Ted Cruz pretty much done for in the Senate. Rand Paul attacking Ted. Wow, that's going to go over well, isn't it? 40,000 women accounts on Ashley Madison. That's the cheating website. I guess created from only 6 email addresses, proving Ashley Madison out in the weeds and deceived their clientele for money big time. Is that fraud? Liberty Counsel says that Pope Francis did indeed meet with Kim Davis and her husband, Joe, at the Vatican in Washington, D.C. And she was told by the Pope, keep it up, stay strong. That was Hour 1 of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour 2, Google debuts a new Chromecast device. It's called Chromecast Audio. $35 device. Connects your phone to existing speakers and then, hey, plays what's on your phone. Pretty nifty stuff. Wirelessly, it happens. And you can listen to Liberty Roundtable now using the Chromecast Audio. You got to dig that, huh? Ben Carson says that blacks have been manipulated by politicians and the media. Again, Ben Carson, blacks have been manipulated by politicians and the media. I agree with Ben. I point out the reality of racial strife in America. Ben can say that because he's black. I can't say that because I'm white. But nevertheless, all people, I'm going to repeat again, I'm not a racist. All people have been manipulated by politicians and by the media, haven't they? Gallup, trust in the media at an all-time low. That's for sure. Cruz and Rubio vote to increase debt by $400 billion. Rand Paul and Bernie Sanders vote no, says Truth in Media. But I don't think Truth in Media is being completely truthful because, yes, they voted to increase, but they also voted to get rid of Planned Parenthood. And it's really hard to know which would be the better vote, to go with the Rand Paul and vote against it when you could have got rejected or defunded Planned Parenthood, or would it have been better to go for it and get rid of Planned Parenthood, even if it did increase some other debt? It's all I'm telling you is it makes it sound like Ted's real bad, Rand's real good. I'm not so sure that that's the real score when you dig into the details. Always, they say the devil's in the details, huh? Rand Paul says that my tax plan is the only one that eliminates the payroll tax. Trump's will continue a lot of the cronyism going on, says Breitbart. All right. The debate's on again. They say Trump's plan's just like Jeb Bush's plan, except the rates are a little bit better. That's interesting. Whole Foods Market's going to cut about 1,500 jobs. I guess they're just not high-tech enough down there at Whole Foods, huh? Donald Trump says America needs fair trade, not free trade. Breitbart again. Boy, do I agree with that. Teflon Don morphs into a real candidate. They're saying Teflon Don because, you know, it's just resistant as could be to any troubles, right? First, they ignored him. Then they mocked him. Then they tried tearing him down, but no. With each failure to destroy Donald Trump, the political experts and establishment hacks, stooges, if you will, only have made the Donald stronger. Already the jackals have caught the scent of death around Kentucky Senator Rand Paul's campaign, they claim. And they've become circling and letting loose their heinous laughs. Bush continues to battle against a steady decline in the polls. Now, that's kind of interesting. They say Bush battles against a steady decline, but the jackals are after Rand Paul. See, the mainstream press, every word they say is so manipulated, it's becoming more and more evident with every claim, every headline, every story they write, how out of touch with America they really are. They're the gatekeepers, and they're losing ground to the new media taking center stage every day. Is Jeb Bush ready to embrace his last name, people are asking? Money talks. Donors tell seventh place and falling Bush It's make or break time, buddy, says Breitbart. U.S. Special Operations Forces deployed to 135 countries now and growing. Pope Francis lays out global Marxist agenda. And they say dating apps like Tinder and Grindr are coming under fire under a new billboard saying they promote sexually transmitted diseases. They also promote the violation of God's laws. But remember, it's not technology that's the good or the bad. That's just neutral. It's how they're used by whom for what, right? HBO, I guess World Extras, they must agree to genital-to-genital touching in their latest contract, huh? All right, there you have it. New news polls out. Newsmax, NBC poll. Carson and Trump even.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land. The Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live. Sam and Kurt, News the Networks Refuse to Use. Man, we had so many headlines. I'm almost done with the recap, folks. Wow. Mission Impossible 3. I guess there's a plot. And it mirrors reality, what they say is going on, defined in a new book, which is this. They're implanting chips into soldiers' brains. What are they calling it? Mind meld? Wow, strange. That's according to a new book, so we'll keep an eye on that for you. I'm not comfortable with anything in my brain except for what God gave me, okay? Trump says my plans will work because America will be rich again. I'm not so interested in being rich as much as I am being a moral people again. And that's, again, I'm not downing Trump. I know he's trying to bring back the wealth, and I know that's a hot button. Everybody wants to do better than the Joneses. I get it. But I also get that we need morality more than we need money, folks. That's for sure. And money corrupts and corrupts absolutely to the wrong people. So just making America rich again isn't really, pardon the phrase, the Trump card. Just saying. All right. Without further ado, news the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
How did you like my awesome play on words? Money's not the Trump card, morality is.
Well, it's a great point, Sam, and it's, you know, you and I both know we'd love to, I guess you could say, choose a candidate that we could choose instead of the one that, you know, or ones that were chosen for us. Media and the insiders behind the scenes are the ones who basically offer us our choices.
Yeah, amen to that. Speaking of those up there that we haven't really chosen but seem to be there nevertheless, Kurt, they're all on the same page once again. Headline, House passes stopgap spending bill. Government shutdown averted. You feeling better already?
Yeah, I can't. Tell you the excitement.
They put it off till September, till December the 11th, Kurt. December 11th. I just don't understand what the value of doing that is. Now we're just going to battle that before Christmas, Kurt? I mean, really? Is that really going to do any good?
Yeah, well, that's what. Here's what they'll say then. Get ready for the next thing in December. Well, you know, the American people are worried about the holidays. I mean, Christmas, people have to get home, so we got to put it off for a couple months or, you know, whatever it is. And then it'll be Valentine's or it'll be, you know,
good point.
Like that. That's just how the game works.
You know? All right, Mitt Romney's speaking out again. Kurt, Mitt Romney says that he's confident that Donald Trump will not be the GOP nominee. What do you say to that?
Well, you know, one thing about Mitt, at least in my opinion, he has connections, if not, you know, he's there himself, connections to the insiders, you know, the guys that can basically make or break things. And, the media folks that can choose, hey, who's their darling, if you will.
Yeah.
And, so if he's confident, then he's probably got some insider information.
Yeah, now I want to give the mainstream press credit, Kurt. They're getting really literary literate, if you will. Their alliterations are charming, Kurt. Listen carefully. Romney, confident, won't be GOP nominee. See?
Yeah.
I like that. That's pretty good, huh?
E-E-E.
Yeah? Ooh, sounds evil, but just saying. White House now reiterates that Kim Davis, her religious freedom, Kurt, is not above the Constitution. You got that?
Oh, so the White House is standing up for the Constitution.
Darn right.
Yeah. That's where we go to get the saviors.
I mean, it's not even laughable, Kurt. It's so absurd, but it's almost laughable because it's just White House reiterates Kim Davis's religious freedom is not above the Constitution. Now, then the next, in the article, the next kind of statement that I was able to pull out of this says this. President Obama believes that religious freedom does not grant us the freedom to deny our fellow Americans their basic constitutional rights. Mm. Now, see, to me, that's the problem here. Because what is your basic constitutional rights, Kurt? And you got to debate what rights are. You got to debate what president believes, etc., to get there. And I say your most fundamental right, Kurt, is your conscience, your beliefs. And what we're really doing is having the government pull the lever in favor of certain, quote, beliefs at the expense of other beliefs. And we're creating a list of do's and don'ts or haves and have-nots, whatever you want to call it, to prioritize. And government's the decider. And I don't see constitutionally where that was ever granted by the consent of the governed authority to do that at all. So Barack believes that gay and lesbians should be married. Kim does not. And Barack's telling you that his belief is greater than her belief because the Constitution says so. I believe he's lying, Kurt.
You're saying that maybe the full truth is not coming from the White House?
Yeah. And I'm saying that if Kim's not saying she's going to shut down any contractual agreement between people, she's just saying, I personally am not going to give my endorsement to that behavior. And the problem is, the rub is, when she was elected, Kurt, that was not required of her. And the debate comes down to where law comes from and how law originates. See, the Supreme Court changed the law, Kurt. In other words, made law from the bench is the battle. And see, Brock wants you to ignore the truth and kind of make it a battle of beliefs rather than a constitutional reality, which is this. If Congress wants gay marriage, Congress needs to create a gay marriage law. That's the issue here. Okay, now, if that happened, then what Kim would need to do would be to resign if somehow Congress created a law. Because here's the problem. Does Congress have the authority to create a gay marriage law? Certainly the court doesn't have authority, and that's what the whole debate is about. But does Congress even have the authority to make a gay marriage law, Kurt?
Not that I know. I mean,
no,
it sure doesn't make sense.
Because there's no designation of granted authority to even have that in the jurisdictional reality of the federal government, see?
Yep.
So President Obama is just manipulating and turning it into a, quote, battle of beliefs, and by popular opinion, he circumvents the law, and he appeals to the law, deceiving those who aren't educated enough to understand what the proper rule of consent government means. All right, there's a new, there's a battle going on, not only between Barack and Kim, sad to say. The Pope's on Kim's side, it sounds like. But I guess there's faith under fire going on. Some other folks are standing up on the same religious kind of debates, huh, Kurt?
Well, that's what it looks like, Sam. It's nice to see, people are, just not waiting around. Like in this case, we're talking about that police chief.
Faith under fire.
North Texas police chief. He's upset the atheists, and you certainly wouldn't want to upset those guys because he put "In God We Trust" on the patrol vehicles.
I'm all over it.
Now he's got a little message for these atheists. The message is, go fly a kite. Must be kite season down there. But anyway, the police chief, Adrian Garcia, sounds like a Latino, Sam, began putting...
Yeah, but so I don't care. He's with me on this, buddy. I'm his friend right now, man.
I know, but
cool with that.
That's why he might get a little less, I guess you could say, pushback on this.
Oh, no, he's getting plenty of pushback, buddy. The battle's on. We have the details. We'll tell you about it in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, where we unequivocally say, in God we trust.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Kim Davis is an example of faith under fire, for sure. Well, the other one is this police chief hanging out in North Texas. Faith under fire, in God we trust. Police Chief Adrian Garcia tells off angry atheists. He says, you know what? Go fly a kite, man. And then he proceeds to document reality, Kurt, that, you know what? It's a state motto, Kurt. In God we trust.
Well, a national motto.
And that's on our money.
I don't know if it's the state or whatever, but
I'm just telling you, there's a state motto as well, Kurt, for that in Texas, okay. Says the police chief.
He was responding to this beloved group called Freedom From Religion Foundation. He said, after carefully, because they were upset, you know, they were just infuriated after they heard that he put In God We Trust on the cars. So he says, after carefully reading your letter, I must deny your request in the removal of our nation's motto from our patrol units and ask that you and the Freedom From Religion Foundation go fly a kite, end quote.
You know what we ought to do? We ought to send him a kite with In God We Trust on it, Kurt, so they could fly that bad boy, right?
Yeah, good point. He shared a screenshot of his reply on the Childress Police Department's Facebook page. I guess Dan Barker, a guy that's co-president of the atheist group, he told the Blaze, this is back in August, of his strong desire to sue over In God We Trust adorned patrol vehicles. They always love to sue, you know. And he was referencing a Walton County, Florida sheriff's decision to use the same kind of decals. This might just break out all over, Sam.
That's exactly the reason we bring it up, Kurt, because when you have the Kim Davises standing up and then you get, you know, police chiefs standing up and Americans backing them and everything else, pretty soon we're going to triple down on this idea in America that in God we trust. We believe in the Judeo-Christian viewpoint where God's law is above government edict and color of law, etc. And we need to really focus on these issues just like that, Kurt. And I commend this sheriff. I don't care if he's a Latino or not. Okay, let's see. Adrian Garcia is right, and I agree with him. Amen. And I want to know what I can do to support his cause, Kurt.
Yeah, and by the way, it looks like you know, there are others. There's a sheriff in Walton County, Florida, that was, they say, equally as defiant of the atheist group's demands. He said, you are obviously unaware that In God We Trust is the state motto of the state of Florida.
Oh, so maybe it's that. Not Texas also. Maybe I got and, confused and there. I'm has, not sure.
It has been, he says, since 1886.
Ooh.
He wrote the Freedom From Religion Foundation. The Blaze reported that, additionally, it's the motto of the United States.
Great and point. By the way, are they going to sue with Federal Reserve notes, Kurt? Do you think they'd use those to sue? They'd need to hire somebody and pay somebody? The ones that say, in God we trust on them? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they got to fix that, too.
No, we're not going to let them, sir. We're not going to let them.
It makes you think about how, you know, we've talked for so long, people that say, oh, we couldn't have God in school, we can't have Bibles, and now we've mentioned that, hey, what would happen if they just all took them? What would happen if every sheriff's department put the same thing on? The little Freedom From Religion Foundation would just have to say, I guess we're going to quit fighting this fight, you know?
Just think if enough Americans got involved, what we could do, Kurt.
It's a great
what if we raised $1 million a day from 1 million good, honest patriots that said we're going to defend Mr. Garcia? Come on, and FFF, God, or whatever your initials are for your group. We got $1 million a day coming into the campaign to clean your clock if you play games here. See, that's what we need, is Americans standing together, Kurt.
Great point.
All right. Now, this is fascinating, Kurt. Remember how I always tell you the mainstream press is an absolute meltdown?
Yep.
And that the new media is taking center stage, and that he who owns the media makes the rules, and if we just back the new media with enough money, we could really make a difference, Kurt. Well, let me just give you kind of a reality check on this to make my point, just to hammer it home, okay? Do you know who Lou Dickey is, Kurt?
Lou Dickey.
Yes, sir. Okay. Well, the chief executive of Cumulus Media is a guy by the name of Lou Dickey, okay?
Oh, well, he has a little say in the media then.
And he's running his company into the ground, Kurt.
Really?
I mean running that sucker right into the ground. So the mainstream press prints a headline. It's by Ben Cesario. And it says this, it's stock price plummeting. Cumulus Media, the second largest radio broadcaster in the country, announced on Tuesday that it has to replace its chief executive, Lou Dickey. They say he was the founder of the company as well, and he's going to have to step down. Okay, he's one of the company's largest shareholders. He's going to be chairman now. And, well, here's the problem. This year alone, Kurt, Cumulus's shares have lost more than 80% of their value. So Cumulus, based in Atlanta, has 460 radio stations in 90 markets. Only iHeartMedia controls more stations right now, by the way. And, anyway, bottom line is, Kurt, he's ran the company into the ground. So the headline basically says, with the stock price down over 80%, Cumulus Media replaces its chief executive. And they pop a woman into that slot, Kurt.
Wow.
Now, don't worry, they got a debt load of only $250 billion, Kurt.
Yes.
Oh.
Well, I mean,
they say their revenue is stagnated.
In that whole industry, they're just... You know, those assets are going to be worth less and less, at least in my opinion.
Yeah, I guess it's $2.5 billion. Sorry, not 200 and something. It's $2.5 billion.
Yeah.
In a statement announcing the management changes, Jeffrey A. Marcus, I guess he praised this Mrs. Berner or whoever who's taken over here. Well, they're going to cost cut too, Kurt. Yeah. They need to work together effectively and efficiently and cost cut. And bottom line is these guys have clashed over the cost of content platforms. And, well, they're going to have to be very careful on money, Kurt. Anyway, there you have it. So let me just say the second largest radio company in the country has melted down and lost stock share value to the tune of 80% in a single year alone. Now, they said that Cumulus was going to be one of the consolidators that would be there at the end. At the end of what, I would ask Mr. Lou Dickey. Now, you know, it's sad this happens, but look, this is the guy that Michael Savage is with now, Kurt. Michael Savage is syndicated by Cumulus. Mm-hmm. Now, as long, though, as the mainstream press continues to back Cumulus, meaning that the FCC leaves them alone, the stock, the investors, or whatever you want to say, their funding doesn't dry up, then they're still going to make the rules, Kurt, because no matter how on the ropes they are, as long as people give them a, I don't know what you say, a pass, creating a path for success, they'll still be a bigwig. But think about that. The second largest radio company melting down 80% stock value in 1 year alone. Wow. Am I stretching it when I say the mainstream press is melting down? I think not. All right, Kurt, we're talking about Chicago Catholic schools. There's some cool stuff going on down there. And it really seems like, to me, an educational, what, playbook to follow, maybe, Kurt?
Well, it's a great point, Sam. It's, you know, what you've got there is in these Catholic schools, the one in particular they're talking about is called the Cristo Rey Jesuit High School. And that would be Christ is King High School.
I agree with that,
and
by the way.
The students there are churning between rooms. This is 10 o'clock in the morning when they change classes. They say the boys are in dark slacks, colored dress shirts, and ties. The girls dress similarly.
Now, let me just pause you right there and say this is the start of success. When you put people in similar, appropriate, modest, moral, conservative, I don't know if I want to say business, but certainly conservative attire, you're on the right road. When we get back, I want you to brief on the rest of their demeanor, because I think this is critical when it comes to proper learning etiquette, if you will. We'll talk about this. We'll talk about some of the unique things they're doing and why we point to them as a playbook page for success. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, where in this Catholic school, I'm sure they think in God we trust also. So do we.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1200mm coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
I don't know where the mainstream press is on this one, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm telling you, they are MIA, to say the least. Let me just give you some quick details, then we're going to dive into the meat of this matter here. In this Chicago Catholic school, students work one full day a week to pay tuition. Believe it or not, they say it looks like any other private high school. However, every single one of these kids is earning roughly 70% of their own tuition. What do? You might ask. They go to school 4 days and work the fifth. We'll get into how they get this done and more, because it's a model, in my opinion, to be emulated. But with the mainstream press, MIA, how are you ever going to make it spread? Nevertheless, Kurt's going to read some of the details here. First, it talks about they're all dressed very modestly in business attire. Very conservative, appropriate business attire. They actually look you in the eye and shake your hand. Ooh, this is crazy. Read the details there, Kurt. This is really important to understand. Then we'll get into the details of who these kids really are.
Well, it's great.
Because
point,
the contrast,
Sam,
is startling.
Yep, they say the boys are in dark slacks, colored dress shirts and ties, and the girls are dressed similarly. The faces are purposeful but relaxed. The body posture is confident but free of swagger. Speak to the students one-on-one and you get the same picture. They look you in the eye. They shake hands. The students at the Catholic College Prep School in Chicago's Lower West Side.
Now, let me just stop you there. Think about the idea that it's a high school, Kurt, but it's considered a college prep school. Think about that. Just change in understanding of why they're there.
Good point. Then they have a quiet maturity that visitors immediately sense, even if they don't know to look for it. They say it looks like any other private high school, but for one detail. You mentioned it already, Sam, but they say every single one of these kids is earning roughly 70% of their own tuition. You know, I mean, right there, if we pause and think about how, you know, in life you've been told this plenty of time, and people always agree, and yet somehow we don't put it into practice so many times, but we agree that people value things that they work for. We agree that if you take a kid, you can pretty much ruin them by just giving them everything and not letting them work for it or having them work for it. For example, cars, whatever else that, you know, parents that are wealthy might do to their children. And I say that on purpose. But in this case, you know, these people have used that little basic thing that says that people value what they work for, and these kids are working for it. Now back to the story, by the way,
hey, now,
from the Deseret
News. Let me just highlight this contrast first. I praise the Deseret News for bringing this piece out. Good for them.
Yeah.
Where's the mainstream press? Where's all the talking head shows? Where's all the conservative talk show hosts to highlight this, Kurt? I'm tempted to board a plane and fly out and visit this school. You know that? I'm serious. Now,
well, and the nice thing, Sam, is you can see this isn't just one place. You'll find out that they have.
Well, it started out as one place.
Schools. Yeah, good
but it
point,
was so successful.
Point.
Keep going.
Yep. Yep, that's right. And so now they have a network of these, basically where they put together students at these schools earned $44 million in the 2013 to 2014 calendar.
Let me just
year.
Stop you there. $44 million earned by high school students in the middle of their educational reality to pay for their tuition, Kurt, and they've earned this with their own hard work, with their own dedication. And let me make one other point. They've earned this, and they're not really the kind of kids, at least, that you would think could earn anything, Kurt.
Well, that's right. You know, the average kid that's going to the government schools, you know, maybe in L.A. or Chicago or, you know, many of these same cities, man, they're lucky to come out of there and not go straight to prison. You know, but in this case, they've got schools, these different schools. By the way, like you said, they started in Chicago back in 1996, you know,
And the reason I want to really focus on where they started is because they started, buddy, in the barrio, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, they started in the hood, Kurt.
Yeah. But they say this has become a model and a network, you know, and this is a church doing some great stuff.
I hear that.
I mean?
And by the way, they're not even of the church that we're from, Kurt.
No, and yet we're promoting them.
Of course, because it mattereth not. The truth shall set you free, baby.
It's a good thing. Yeah. So anyway, there are 30 of these Cristo Rey, or Christ is King, high schools.
So they started out with one in the hood, and now they're at 30, and the kids have earned $44 million.
Well, that was just in the last calendar year, 2013
right.
to 2014. But anyway, they're clustered, most of these schools, in the Midwest and Northeast, but they're scattered throughout the South and the West as well. The newest ones are in Milwaukee and Dallas that just started up this year. But, you know, how it works, basically, just so you know, so once a week, even freshmen, you know, they arrive at the school about 7:15 in the morning. They climb into these vans from the and the employees of the school deliver these children or these students, scholars, if you will, like Sheriff Mack likes to call them, to major corporations in the Chicago area. There they work for a full day in a white-collar environment, mostly doing entry-level professional work. Sometimes it's clerical or bookkeeping, et cetera. But what does that do for them, Sam? Is that not the apprenticeship kind of
model? Well, it's absolutely the apprenticeship model, without a doubt. Now, here's what's fascinating. They don't work in blue-collar, Kurt. They work in white-collar. And the reason that I mention that is they're taking the children out of the environment and putting them in the environment and letting them learn from models. In other words, you surround yourself with rich people, likely you're going to be rich. You surround yourself with drug addicts, you're likely to be a drug addict idea. And
great
they're saying,
point.
Look, we can take these kids, put them around good, hardworking, you know, middle-class, white-collar people, the business world. We can dress them like that. We can teach them like that. We can expect that out of them. What do you get? Well, that's exactly what they turn into, Kurt. Now, let me highlight who these children are. Okay?
Yeah.
Most of their parents did not graduate from high school at all.
Mm-hmm.
Most speak no English at home. So you got this second language English going on here.
Yep.
All of them are poor, Kurt. All of them are from the hood. Many live in real poverty, and most of them, Kurt, start high school reading two grade levels behind. All right? Now, they sacrifice big time, which I want to save. We'll get to that in a minute, how they sacrifice. But here's the point. You got a bunch of kids who don't really know how to read very well, who don't know how to speak English very well. They're from the hood. Their parents are, I'm not trying to be mean to them, but they're uneducated. And their chances of getting a good job and becoming white collar is nil at best.
Yep.
Even becoming blue collar. A long shot, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
However, you change the environment. You give them some hope. You lay out expectations. You get government out of it. And, buddy, voila. Magic happens, huh?
Mm-hmm. Great point, Sam. Yep, they talk about these different kids and their, you know, backgrounds, et cetera.
Okay, and next hour, we don't have enough time this hour. Next hour, I want to basically summarize what we've talked about in the last half or last part of this hour. And then I want to get into the case studies because the article is quite lengthy. Deseret News doing a great job here. And they actually put together some case studies of kids.
Yep.
And they tell you where they came from and they tell you what they're doing now. And I'm telling you, it is just, it makes you feel like, man, this is the American dream, buddy, on steroids. This is the, I can wake up in the morning, I can grit my teeth when it's hard, I can smile through the day, I can ignore the setbacks, and like a train a-rolling, I'm going to do what I can to keep us on time, baby. And these kids are working hard 4 days a week. The fifth day they work in blue-collar jobs. I'm sorry, white-collar jobs. They do menial tasks, you know, paperwork and filing and gopher and some things like that. But they look you in the eye. Yes, sir. No, ma'am. Thank you. Oh, absolutely. I'm on it. You know, those kind of phrases are their vocabulary each day. You betcha.
Yep.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Right away, that kind of stuff. Now, listen carefully, because this is critical. Many of them live in real poverty. And most start high school reading two grades below. Now listen carefully because I'm going to tell you part of the secret to the success. To make up the time in the other 4 days. In other words, how to get that fifth day gone, Kurt? They make sacrifices. Sacrifice often is the altar of success. You ready?
Yep.
The other 4 days, they have fewer electives. A longer school day that runs from 8:30 to 3:30. And a 12-month school calendar. In other words, they go to school year-round because that's what life does, Kurt. And they have their school day mirror what a job reality would be. And the kids just love it, Kurt. They can't get enough of it. We'll prove it and talk about it next hour. Incredible example of solutions in America and governments absolutely sidelined. Don't you dig it? You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, libertyroundtable.com. Click on Help Us Grow to donate and get involved in the solutions today. After all, in God we trust, and this nation shall endure.